Chapter 4. Turntek Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. So, like, TG. I hate to break it to you, dude. TG. But Kikari is kind of a bitch. TG. I know you're all in love with describing how beautiful she is and how lucky Arantz is to have her as a monorail. TG. But he is getting so hosed by that nutcase. CG. No, he fucking isn't. CG. They have textbook pale compatibility, Dave. CG. Kikari supports him financially, and in return he calms her shit down. CG. Explain to me what the hell is wrong with that. TG. So she's his sugar mama, and in return he has to, like, wash her feet and listen to her going on and on about court politics. TG. Which, by the way, TG. Snoozer-palooza, dude. TG. I guarantee nobody reading gives two aerodynamically shaped fucks about who got who excommunicated to the colonies for looking at the Empress funny. TG. There's way too many characters in this thing as it is. CG. Look, Dave. CG. I indulged your stupid word vomit about the flush quadrant, because at least humans actually have flushed feelings. CG. But I know you think the pale quadrant is just the cuddle quadrant, so don't give me shit about how I write Moira Allegiance. TG. Fine. TG. What's it like having a Moirel, then? TG. If I don't have a clue, then school me, Mr. Romance Expert. TG. I ain't gonna learn shit if you just fob me off with one of your books with a swirling vortex of technicolor dude flesh on the cover. TG. Striders don't do book learning, man. TG. We're a simple people. TG. With simple dreams. TG. Mostly involving sick beats and Doritos. CG. Therefore making you ideal to proofread my book. CG. Of course. CG. Another stellar decision from the think pan that gave the entire universe cancer. CG. Naturally I picked the illiterate human for such an important task, rather than the one that soaks up books like a fucking hole sucker. TG. Dude. TG. I know you know the word sponge. TG. I've heard you say it. TG. Not that I'm not in love with hole sucker. That's totally what I'm gonna call it from now on. TG. Like, hey car cat, I'm jumping in the shower. Have you seen the hole sucker? TG. And you're like, sure man, I got your hole sucker right here. TG. And then it's awkward as shit and I have to go laugh silently in the bathroom for like 10 minutes solid. CG. Not that that little vignette wasn't an entertaining window into your twisted imagination. CG. Where apparently we lived together for some bizarre reason. CG. But do you actually want to know about Moira Allegiance or not? TG. Hey, so... TG. You wouldn't want to live together? TG. I mean, if we beat the game and it sets us up with some sweet digs. TG. After 2 years, it's difficult to imagine living somewhere I can't hear you constantly stomping around and yelling at yourself in the distance. TG. Like a sort of soothing, angry white noise. TG. I think it'd be sweet in a non-echoey space rock setting, too. TG. You know. TG. If you wanted to. CG. Seriously? TG. Yeah, man. TG. Why wouldn't I want to be roomies with my best bro? CG. Well, yeah. CG. I guess that would be pretty great. As long as we both actually survive the end of the fucking universe. TG. That's kind of a given. CG. I sort of always saw myself living with my Moirel, but that does sound surprisingly fun. TG. Yo, it's cool if you want to live with the clown. TG. I mean, not cool. TG. Insane. TG. But it's your funeral, dude. CG. What? CG. God, no. Gamzee is not my Moirel. CG. As per usual, all of my quadrants are as empty as my cobweb-encrusted social calendar. TG. Same, bro. TG. Nothing to be ashamed of in living the single life. TG. We'll be the swingingest bachelors in Universe C. CG. I don't want to know who or what you'll be swinging, Dave. TG. And John and Solux or whoever can move in too if you want. TG. In the imaginary victory apartment, I mean. TG. We'd have all the fucking consoles, man. TG. All of them. CG. No offence to Egbert, but the idea of cohabiting with someone who entertains himself by constantly balancing sexual paraphernalia on the top of doors is my idea of hell. CG. I'd rather wear sandpaper underwear for the rest of my miserable existence. CG. As for Solux, he's one of my best friends, but I don't think I could cope with everything I own gradually becoming nauseatingly sticky due to exposure to his gross little bee feet. CG. Not to mention the fact that he sometimes blows holes in the walls if he loses at video games. TG. God damn, Carcat. TG. Imagine the carnage of combining Egbert's pie-throwing habit with a twitchy psionic and an apartment full of pissed-off bees. CG. Holy mother-grubbing shit. TG. There will be no survivors. CG. Just a smoking crater. TG. Yeah. TG. So Moirels usually live together, huh? CG. Yeah. CG. A good Moir allegiance is usually the most stable of a troll's quadrants. CG. They tend to bond for life, live together, do all of the nauseating domestic bullshit. CG. Unless their Moirel turns out to be a psycho who prioritizes his nonsensical clown religion over them. TG. Shit. TG. That. TG. I fucking feel for you, man. TG. That sucks. CG. Yeah. CG. It does. TG. Well. TG. Fuck him, then. TG. He didn't fucking deserve you anyway. TG. So, TG, what I meant to ask was... TG. Why is Arantz living in some swanky-ass apartment quarters that Kikari paid for, rather than with her? CG. That is... a very good question. CG. I guess because she's sort of a big shot in the court, especially for a Cerulean. CG. I don't really know. It wouldn't damage her reputation. CG. I guess I didn't see them as being that kind of Moirels. CG. The partnership is more, I don't know, formal? TG. Is formal a good thing or a bad thing? CG. It's probably not great. Carcinogeneticist, CG, ceased pestering Turntech Godhead, TG,